Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Wilkinson, W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N. It is addressed, her address is 216 Crater Lake Drive, Chico, California, 95913, phone 530. 345-1019, cell 279-465-5041. Her ID is XXX XXX7906, date of birth is 8-11-1950. 72-year-old retired woman. Pharmacy is CVS Esplanade / Optum RX. Insurance is United Healthcare. It is addressed to Dr. Randall Williams, MD, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with request for evaluation of right hip and back pain, subparagraph, given clinical history of possible leg length difference. Dear Dr. Williams, Diane Wilkinson, the wife of our patient, David Wilkinson, was seen today for neurological follow-up after initially questioning a history of spinal pain and possible leg length difference, subparagraph. I had her complete a spine survey, AP, and lateral following the adult spine deformity protocol at Enlo Hospital, subparagraph. The study was abnormal, showing a 15-degree lateral curvature of the lumbar spine apex to the left. Subparagraph, there was a minimal anterior offset of L3 on L4. Subparagraph, there was prominent disc space narrowing with marginal spurring at L1-L2 through L5-S1. Subparagraph, the pelvis was found to be tilted with the right side higher than the left. With the right femoral head 10 millimeters higher than on the left. Subparagraph, these findings with a patient upright and weight bearing, with frontal and lateral views of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and sacral spine and pelvis, demonstrated a 10 millimeter leg length difference. Producing a right pelvic tilt and most likely a consequential spinal scoliosis. Based on this radiographic study, it would seem unlikely that this is necessarily findings of a functional leg length difference due to degenerative lumbosacral spinal disease. However, new paragraph, in consideration for further care after our discussion today, I am referring her to her preferred therapist, Steven Snyder, at the Chico Sports Club for initiation of therapy for treatment. New paragraph. She may be a candidate for sole insert to correct the 10 millimeter leg length difference in the process of improving her ambulation and reducing her painful strain symptoms. New paragraph. She reports that her pain on the right is new, suggesting that this problem is a relatively new clinical manifestation of possibly a long-standing process. New paragraph. Follow-up radiograms measuring her leg lengths themselves may be additionally beneficial for therapeutic intervention. New paragraph. I will schedule her for a routine follow-up reevaluation as she participates in therapy, possibly for correction of her clinical symptoms that may require further investigation, treatment, possibly with invasive pain management. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.